From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, December 31st, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting in the Greene County News that environmental advocacy group Riverkeeper has made public its disappointment with the state's recent decision to allow the Department of Environmental Conservation and the Thruway Authority to co-manage the environmental review of the proposed Pilgrim Pipeline. Riverkeeper wrote in a statement, and I quote, "We believe that a joint lead agency status is unprecedented and fails to address the concerns of the many municipalities in the region that specifically expressed their opposition to the Thruway Authority's participation in the environmental review process," end quote. 58 municipalities along the Thruway corridor have voiced opposition to the authority's involvement in reviewing the proposal. Riverkeeper also said the decision undermines the process that is intended to protect the environmental resources impacted by the pipeline. Kate Hudson, director of Cross Watershed Initiatives for Riverkeeper, predicted a conflict would arise between the two agencies. She said, and I quote, "We're concerned about the possible consequences of having two state agencies share responsibility. It could become problematic should disagreements arise," end quote. If built, the 178-mile pipeline would move Bacon crude from Albany to Linden, New Jersey, through Albany, Greene, and Ulster counties, and send refined crude back to Albany, largely along the I-87 corridor. You can read that full story in the Greene County News. The Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting that sales of pistol permits in the region have been on the rise in recent months. Officials in both Columbia and Sullivan counties report they are adjusting their schedules and rules to accommodate applicants. In Columbia County, Sheriff David Bartlett confirmed there has been an increase in the number of pistol permit applications and a large influx of students taking gun safety courses in recent months. According to a related report in the Register Star, there were 360 applications submitted in December alone. Because of the increase, Bartlett's office has set aside additional office hours for processing during the month of January. In Sullivan County, the number of pistol permits doubled this year. More than half of the applicants lately have been from women, County Clerk Daniel Briggs said. He attributed the rise in permit applications to recent mass shootings. Briggs said, and I quote, "Then you have the sheriffs on top of that suggesting that people try to take precautionary measures in defending themselves. You put all those factors together and you have a situation where people take measures to try to protect themselves," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Now here's Nia Hamm reporting for the Public News Service on new legislation that expands health insurance access to pregnant New Yorkers.
Beginning January 1st of 2016, pregnant New Yorkers can enroll in the state's health insurance exchange at any time during their pregnancy. Enrollment is usually only available during the period of October through December, but new legislation co-sponsored by Assemblymember Arabella Samotas makes New York the first state in the nation where pregnancy is a, quote, qualifying life event that allows pregnant women to obtain health insurance and prenatal care at any time through the exchange, something Samotas says is crucial for a baby's development.
"It was mind-boggling to me that New York State and states throughout the nation would allow a woman giving birth to get insurance, but they wouldn't allow her coverage while she was pregnant. Why should a child be born into this world prematurely if it can be avoided?"
Assemblymember Samotas says the insurance industry was resistant to the legislation because of fears that expanding the list of health conditions that allow people to enroll outside of the designated period could cut into profits. Samotas says this is simply not true.
"The research is clear that a child that is born healthy costs insurance companies a lot less than a child that's born prematurely. It makes more economic sense to provide a mother who may have issues during her pregnancy with prenatal care."
Under the law, insurance coverage for a pregnant woman would be effective beginning the first day of the month in which the woman is certified as pregnant. For New York News Connection, I'm Nia Hamm.
Greg Hudson in the River Chronicles reports that the Rhinebeck School District is considering moving back the high school and middle school starting time. The Rhinebeck Board of Education is taking more public input before voting on a one-year pilot program that could begin next school year. Under the current proposal, the high school and middle school day would begin a half an hour later, and Chancellor Livingston Elementary would also start 15 minutes later than the current schedule. You can read that full story in the River Chronicle. Jordan Carleo Evangelist reports in the Albany Times-Union that breakaway Democrats seeking a different majority in the Albany County Legislature could not convince enough Republicans to join them in a new coalition. Some of the 29 Democrats sought to join with the 10 Republicans to run the legislature and choose a different leader. Longtime Majority Leader Frank Camizzo is backing Deputy Majority Leader Sean Ward for chairman. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Finally, the fact that George Pataki was running for president would be news to some, judging by the former New York governor's poll numbers. The website 58.com reports that, and I quote, in the 221 polls that asked about Pataki, he registered 0% 149 times. He earned more than 1% just 10 times and more than 2% only once, end quote. Pataki announced the end of his campaign for president on December the 30th. And now for the New Year's Eve weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 8 a.m. It will be mostly sunny with the temperature high near 41 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 20%. For Thursday, New Year's Eve night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 28 degrees. Forecast for the next 2 days, well, for Friday, New Year's Day, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 39 degrees. Friday night, a slight chance of snow showers after 1 a.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 26 degrees. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 37 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 27. Sunrise today was at 7:24 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:33 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 31st and last day of December and the year 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a Happy New Year.